142 years ago, Angoon went up in flames. Ha'ashkuke ka yanasach Barbara Cariente Nelson's grandmother survived the bombardment as a young woman.
Can you imagine my grandmother at 26 having to scramble and run with her family? And the fear, the real fear.
According to written accounts of villagers who survived the bombardment, it all started because a Tlingit shaman for the community was killed in a whaling accident. U.S. government documents at the time claimed other Tlingit villagers took two of the white whaling crew as prisoners and demanded compensation of 200 blankets from the whaling company. Tlingit accounts deny that prisoners were taken. Then the Navy got involved. They said the village wasn't owed anything, and in fact would be fined 400 blankets for taking prisoners.
They scrambled to come up with blankets at the onset of winter. What were they going to do without blankets themselves?
They only delivered about 80. As a result, the Navy attacked. Six children were killed in the shelling, and an unknown number of others died in the following months from exposure and starvation. Since the 1980s, representatives from Angoon have been asking for an apology. In June, the Navy announced it would issue one. They planned it with Angoon elders for the anniversary of the attack on Sunday. Cariente Nelson said Angoon holds an annual memorial for the children killed during the bombardment. And every year, leaders ask those in attendance if anyone from the Navy is there to make an apology.
And there was no reply. Today it appears there will be a reply.
Though it's a long time coming, Cariente Nelson said many in the community have mixed emotions about the apology.
How do you restore a human being? How do you restore a family? How do you restore a community who have been the target of annihilation?
On Saturday, Tlingit people from all over Southeast Alaska and beyond gathered in the Angoon High School gym to receive the apology. They danced wearing regalia, button blankets, carved formline hats featuring bears, frogs, wolves, and killer whales, with mother-of-pearl eyes and ermine pelt adornments. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral Mark Sakato presented the apology to hundreds in the room and thousands watching on a live stream.
The United States Navy apologizes on behalf of the United States Navy to all the Tlingit peoples of Angoon for the pain, suffering, and generational trauma inflicted by the bombardment of their village. Acknowledges that the Tlingit people of Angoon did not deserve nor provoke the bombardment and subsequent destruction of their village by United States naval forces.
Then clan elders responded. Here's the Tline D clan's Alan Zuboff.
Admiral Sakato, the dog salmon, are very happy to say we accept your apology.
And Dan Johnson Jr. of the Deshiton clan.
None of us in this room will ever forget, ever. We will take it to our graves. We will teach it to our children.
Shkenduton George grew up with this story. And as a teacher, she would teach her students about the shelling and burning of their village. And George said she's excited to teach this part of the history now, too.
It doesn't matter how many times I talk about it, how many times I talk with students about what happened. Like, every time I tear up. Like, the emotions never go away. And that feeling of injustice and disrespect, it's going to be amazing. To be able to say the right thing happened, finally.
The celebration lasted into the early morning hours on Sunday. The Navy also issued an apology last month for the burning and bombardment of the nearby community of Cake in 1869. It's expected to do the same for Wrangell. Reporting from Angoon, I'm Yvonne Crumry.